Chapter 4. Offices of the Chief of State, Coruscant.
Tahiri Vela has accepted an attorney for her defense, Wynn Dorvan was saying. He sat across the desk from Chief of State Natasi Dalla at their daily morning briefing and politely refused a cup of calf she offered him. His pet chitlik, Pocket, was curled up in the part of his jacket for which she was named. The room was tidy and gleamed in black and white, evocative of the old empire, of which Dalla had once been a part, and for which she obviously still harbored nostalgic fondness.
Good, Dalla said. She'll need one since she forced our hand.
Dorvan suppressed a sigh of irritation. He had not approved of Dalla's initial plan to deal with Tahiri. The GA had brought charges of treason and murder against the former Jedi, an accusation which, if she were convicted, could mean the death sentence. Dalla had sent in a negotiator to speak with Tahiri's attorney and offered her a quiet, under-the-table deal. If Tahiri were to spy on her fellow Jedi and report back to Dalla, the charges would be commuted. It was not the sort of thing the GA should be doing, in Dorvan's opinion. Spies were one thing. Dorvan completely accepted the necessity of espionage. But this was something else entirely. This was betrayal and backstabbing on the part of someone who had been attempting to move her life away from that sort of direction. He had found himself quietly admiring Tahiri for refusing both the deal and the advocate who had brought it. It was not good for the GA, but he could respect it. A fair trial would, on the other hand, be quite good for the GA, and that was a point Dorvan planned to press today. Again.
Who did she get?
Dalla continued. One Ermuth Boatu, uncle to Admiral Nek Boatu. He has quite a reputation as a lively and fierce defender of his clients, but he's been retired for some time. He currently is a professor. Dalla paused in mid-sip.
You're teasing me.
Dorvan looked up and blinked at her. Ma'am, I'm offended. I would not joke about something of this nature. Dorvan seldom joked about anything, but when he did, it was dry, acerbic humor, usually, about something of no real importance. Pocket sensed his annoyance and shifted position, a warm, soft weight against his hip.
Quite true. That makes this even more amusing. Admiral Boatu and I are pretty close.
Ermuth Boatu has a reputation for being incorruptible, Dorvan continued. Admittedly, that is an unusual characteristic for a Bothan, but it is in the rather exhaustive notes that Desha has compiled for me. Desha Lor was the overly ebullient young Twi'lek that Dalla herself had assigned to him. She was impossibly naive and quite idealistic, and Dalla was not all that surprised that she'd seen fit to include such a comment in her notes.
Not really a cold hard fact about the man, is it?
Dalla was no longer amused. No, ma'am, but perhaps you might have thought about Desha Lor's predilections prior to hiring her as my assistant. Now we both must learn to live with the consequences of such a decision. The smile returned for a moment. Few could be as blunt with the Chief of State as Dorvan. She had a vast tolerance for his honesty, choosing to value it rather than let it rattle her. He never abused the privilege, but it was a tool in his arsenal in order to get done what he believed was best for the GA.
Point taken. Still, moral attorney or no, Vela's got about as much chance of being found not guilty as an Eopi has of surviving being dropped into a Rancor pit.
Dalla seemed absolutely sure of the fact, and Dorvan was inclined to agree. While one might feel a certain amount of sympathy for the girl, one didn't pardon someone simply because one felt sorry for her. Tahiri had coasted for the last year because Dalla hadn't wanted to pursue the matter. She had spent the time stabilizing the Galactic Alliance after what Jason Solo had done to it. Dorvan had approved of her decision to focus on healing. The GA had benefited greatly. But now, Dalla was going after those she perceived as enemies both of herself and of the GA. First Luke Skywalker, and now Tahiri Vela.